If you have a Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 1, and also if you want to, you can look in Luke chapter 7. There was a second grade teacher teaching her class on the magnet. By the way, one more time, if you want to, you can turn to Genesis chapter 1. We're also going to look at Luke chapter 7. But this second grade teacher was teaching on the properties of magnetism. She was talking about the magnet, M-A-G-N-E-T, magnet. And she was talking about what magnets do and what they are and how they operate, how they work. And then she gave the quiz later the next day to the second graders. And she asked the question like this. She said, my name begins with the letter M. I have six letters in my name and I pick things up. What am I? And literally over half the class responded with the answer, mother. Mother, because mothers pick things up, right? And there's a reason that mothers pick things up. By the way, they shouldn't have to pick some things up. My notes say pause for an amen. You shouldn't have to pick some. Men particularly, if you missed a great opportunity to earn some points, if you had said a big hearty amen right then, that would have been worth something. But why do moms do what they do? And why are moms wired to pick things up? Why are they wired to be responsible and to do the things that they do? Who thought up moms? Who came up with this concept? Who invented mothers? I've been in a series called I Want to Believe But, and I've been talking about some distorted views that people have about God. And there's a lot of distorted views about who he is and about his character, about his nature. And there's just a lot of misunderstanding, misconceptions about God, distorted views. But I've also been talking about, in addition to revealing the lies and the myths about these distorted views of God, I've been talking about who God really is, his character and his nature. I've been talking about who he is and really the right views about who God really is. So today I want to bring a message about an often overlooked side of God. My message this morning is entitled The Mother's Heart of the Father. And I thank Andy for coming up with this graphic in the middle of the night last night. He did a great job. Let's give Andy a big hand. He did that last minute. But the mother's heart of the father. In answering the question, why do moms do what they do and who thought up and invented mothers, I want you to look in Genesis chapter 1, first of all, in verse 26. It said, then God said, let us. Notice that word, us. It's plural. Let us make man. And the word actually means mankind, okay? We're talking about male and female. We're not just talking about male. We're not just talking about men. But it's mankind. Let us make mankind in our, again, that's plural, image, according to our likeness, plural. And let them, that's plural again, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Plural. God created female. And she is created in his image every bit as much as a man. I want you to understand something that may be a bit shocking here today. I'm not trying to be controversial. I promise I'm not trying to create some new doctrine here. This may shock you just a little bit, though. Most of the time in the Bible, God is referred to as Father, or he is described with descriptions, with attributes, most often described in the masculine. I know this, I believe this, and I understand it to be true. But I want to say this today, this statement, so you can understand something, all right? And get this. God is not male. He is not male. He's not female. He is both. in a sense, because he created man and woman. He created them in his image. Some of you, whenever I said God is not male, some of you, I think, just thought, oh, thank God. And others of you are like, what is Pastor saying here today? I can prove this scripturally, but just common sense tells you that God is not male because he created female. And let me explain why just common sense proves that he's not male, because men don't understand women. So how is a man going to create something that he doesn't understand? I'm not trying to again, be controversial here today, but just common sense makes it clear. I remember this old comic strip. I wish I could find it. Y'all remember the comic strip called The Far Side? Anybody remember that? It's one comic. It's just a one square comic, and these two old men are in a nursing home, sitting out front on a porch swing. I mean, just old. I look like, you know, one of them's nearly dead, and the other one's got his foot in the grave. You know, one of them looks at the other one and says, "I finally understand women." You know, we don't understand. We don't get female. If you're looking at a man. And you're a woman in here, and you're looking for his feminine side, I just want to tell you, he ain't got one. We don't have that because we're not created that way, but you were created the way you were created because God created you that way. The word female actually means opposite of male. That's what it means. Male, you put the F-E in front of it, that means opposite, female. We are completely opposite from one another. We don't understand quite one another. God could not have created something that he didn't understand. That's how we know, just common sense, that he is not male. So God created moms. God put within moms the ability to mother. God created you to mother. Now, I've taught on this before, But remember, we're looking at who God really is rather than some of these distorted views. And I want you to see some of the qualities that mothers have that they got from God today. All right? If you're taking notes, you can write this down. Number one, just like a mother, God knows. God knows. You saw in that video, if you saw the whole episode, she didn't want to go out that night because she was afraid something was going to happen to her son. And she just knew. She just knew. She had an instinct. An intuition that something was going to happen. Where do they write these things? Where do they get these things? They get these things from their own real lives because this happens. Just like a mother, God knows. If you think about it, moms just know things. They are the closest thing to omniscience that we have here on earth. Moms know things. They know all. They see all. They know what you are thinking. They know what their husbands are thinking. They know what their children are thinking. They can usually tell what other mothers are thinking. Growing up, my mother always knew what I was thinking, and often she would ask me, or she would respond with what I was thinking while I was thinking it. I mean, I'd be in the middle of thinking about doing something that I knew I shouldn't be doing, and she'd look at me and say, "Don't even think about it." Now I can't stop thinking about it, but I was thinking about it before she even said that. My mother, just a couple weeks back, she had a heart attack, and this was on a Saturday, and it happened actually it was a Sunday morning at 3 a.m. she woke up with pain, and she's a tough old gal. She got herself up and drove herself to the hospital. Sure enough, she had a heart attack. But I came to church that morning, and then right after church, I went down to East Texas where she is, went to the hospital, spent the day with her in the hospital, spent that much of that evening with her, and then was back up there again early the next morning with her on Monday morning. But she was in good spirits, and she was feeling all right, but she was tired. And at one moment, she had dozed off, and so I just reached over, and I got my computer, and they had Wi-Fi there, so I was doing some work on my computer while she slept. And you know how you can just sometimes feel when you're being watched? And I look up, and her eyes are open, and she's just staring at me, and she's looking at me like, kind of with this concern. And I said, "Are you all right?" And she said, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." She goes, "No, you're not." And I said, "Yeah, I'm just doing a little work while you were sleeping." And she goes, "What's wrong?" So nothing. I can tell something's wrong. You're worried about something. And I said, "Well, yeah, Mom, I'm worried about you. You had a heart attack. It's not her first one." I said, I'm worried about you. I'm concerned for you. And she said, "Oh, no, it's not that. It's something else." And then she told me what I was worrying about. And it was weird. It was weird because I hadn't talked with her about some of the things that I worry about sometimes, you know? I know when I even say worry in church, she's like, "Oh, wow, Pastor's sinning because Jesus said don't worry." Well, you do it too, so don't judge me. So anyway. But yeah, there's some things that I was kind of praying over and kind of, you know, inquiring God about, and maybe even a little concerned about some different things. But she told me about it. She said, "You're worried about this, aren't you?" And I was like, "Well, how'd you know?" And she goes, "Because I'm a mother." And I said, "Well, don't you worry about it. You've got enough to worry about." And she said, "Well, then who? Somebody's got to do it. If you're not going to worry about it." But that's what moms know. Moms understand things. They know. They have this quality, this intuition. My wife, who is also a mother, not my mother, but she still has the all-knowing quality at times. We'll be out somewhere at a function, a gathering, maybe a small group or something, and I will have this thought to say something or to do something that I think will be maybe entertaining. And she'll look at me from across the room. You've done this before. She'll look at me across the room and she'll just kind of go. She knows what I'm thinking. She has this ability. She knows what I'm thinking. That's what, just like a mother, God knows. Where do mothers get this? They get it from God. They get this quality from God. Matthew chapter 9, and just write these down. You don't have to turn there today, but let me show you this in Scripture, because I'm telling you, mothers get this knowing quality from God. Matthew chapter 9, verse 4 says, "But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why do you think evil in your hearts?'" Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25, "But Jesus knew their thoughts." Luke chapter 5, verse 22, "But when Jesus perceived their thoughts." Luke chapter 6, verse 8, "He knew their thoughts." Over and over again, it shows us that God has this ability. Luke 11, verse 17, "But he, knowing their thoughts." Jesus had mother in him. Mothers know. They get it from God. Have you ever heard of mother's intuition? Have you heard this thought before? Where does that come from? Where does that come from? It comes from God. Men don't have this. Now, I know that sometimes some men can maybe have a manifestation of the gift of the Holy Spirit at a moment where they might, but most often we don't have this, do we, men? Come on, we don't. Women know, men not so much. I'm secure enough in my manhood to admit it. That's one ability that women have over us, is this ability to have this intuition, this knowing. Men don't have this. Men don't know what other people are thinking. Men don't know what other men are thinking. They don't know what their children are thinking a lot of times. We just don't know. That's why sometimes women will look at a man and say, "What are you thinking?" In fact, that is the number one question most often asked by women to men. But now you say, "Well, I'm contradicting myself." No, I'm not. Let me tell you exactly why this is, that women ask this, all right? Because most of the time they know. But there are times whenever a woman will ask a man, "What are you thinking?" The man, what does the man usually say? Nothing. You know why? Because he's not thinking about nothing. He's not thinking anything. And she's afraid she's lost her gift because she can't read what he's thinking. The reason is because he ain't thinking nothing. I know that's bad English, but it's good preaching. The truth of the matter is, she's wondering, wait a minute, I can't read you. I'm losing. What? Literally, you're a blank? Uh-huh. Because men have that ability. Women don't have that so much. But when women know what you're thinking, and they get this from God. But I'm telling you, the reason is they get this intuition, this knowing. It comes from God. God has created them this way. God knows what you're thinking. God knows what you're thinking. He reads your thoughts. Just like a mother can sometimes. He knows what you're thinking. And you may be saying, well, that doesn't make me feel very comfortable. How does this really help me? Let me tell you how this encourages you. God knows what you are thinking, like a mother. God knows what you're thinking. And like a mother, God still loves you. I love what Jeremy said at the beginning today as he started out. He said, sometimes he thinks mothers are the way they are because God created them to be that way to show that unconditional love. God knows what you're thinking, and like a mother, he still loves you anyway. Even when your mind is in the gutter, even when you're thinking thoughts of defeat, even when you're thinking thoughts against him, he still loves you, just like a mother. That needs to encourage you today. That doesn't need to scare you or make you feel bad. You need to understand that, yes, God knows. He knows even what you're thinking. And even like a mother, he still loves you. Think about it. In the same way mothers know what you're thinking, they love you anyway. That's the way God is. That's the way God is. And a mother wants to talk to you about what you're thinking. Jennifer will come and talk to me, and we almost regularly set aside some time to chat every day. We don't have a set time where we do this, but more often than not, it's in the evening when the kids have gone to bed. But she'll come and talk with me, and she'll tell me things, and she'll talk to me a lot of times about our daughters. And she said, "Well, do you know this happened to Emily today at school?" And she'll tell me this whole story about, and I'm like, where did you get this? How do you know this about Emily? Well, we talk. They call it a chin wag. We had a chin wag. We talked for about an hour. I said, but I was with Emily today, and she didn't tell me any of this. In fact, I'm the one who picked her up from school. We went and had Starbucks. All she said was, I prefer a green tea latte to coffee. That's all she said. Why? Where are you getting this? Why? Because moms have this ability to know, and they want to do something about it. They want to talk about it. They want to talk to you about what you're going through. And can I just tell you, God's the same way. God knows. And he even knows what you're thinking. And guess what? He wants to talk to you about it. I was in Lubbock this last week. I was at a pastor's. I go out there about once a quarter for a pastor's training. And Pastor Jackie is my pastor. I call him my pastor. And he's one of our, we call him a trans-local elder of our church here. He's someone that really speaks wisdom into my life and just a real father to me and a friend. And I stayed at his house this particular trip, and we had a little while to talk. And I just talked with him about some things. I just confessed some things to him. And I'm just, since I'm open and I'm transparent with you, I'll confess to you. I just told him, I said, I've been feeling a little dry lately in my spirit. I've just been kind of dry, and not it's kind of been unusual for me. I lowered my voice when I said this, even though there wasn't anybody else around. I said, you know what? I hadn't really even felt like praying or reading my Bible. And he said, you know what? I've felt that way before too. And I said, really? What did you do? And he goes, I talked to God about it. He said, why don't you just talk to God about this? I was like, no, I caught myself saying this. I said this before. You ever said something and wish you could, as you're saying it, wish you could take it back? Come on. Have you ever done that before? I caught myself saying, I don't want him to know. I don't want to talk to God. And then I realized what I'd said, but before I could even correct myself, he said, I think he already knows. He knows, and he wants to talk to you about it. The reason he knows and wants to talk to you about it is the second thing. Like a mother, God cares. This is the reason God wants to talk to you about those things that he already knows about. The reason is, like a mother, God cares. He doesn't just know, he also cares. Moms, they know what you are thinking. They know what's going on in your life, and they care about it. We were down in San Antonio several years ago, and there was on the local news there, there was an aunt. She was not an aunt, like an uncle and an aunt, not a little bug. Okay, an aunt. It'd be some aunt to make the news story, wouldn't it? If it was a bug, anyway. It was an aunt and her sister, and her sister's child had gone to a place to go shopping. They had just gotten out of the car, closed the doors, realized they had locked the keys in the door with the baby in the back. So it wasn't like they intentionally walked in and left the baby out there and then forgot about the child for an hour. This had just happened. And so the mother was just hysterical because it was hot out, as it often is in San Antonio. And she was just hysterical. And there was somebody there trying to, using a coat hanger to get the door unlocked, when a policeman came by. And this had been going on for some time now. And the baby was just screaming inside the car. And it was 97 degrees, which meant it was well over 100 degrees in the car. And they were frantically working on it. The mother was beside herself. The baby was screaming. And so the policeman just took out his club and broke the window. Got the baby out. The mother was elated. The baby was consoled. But the aunt who owned the car was mad. Why? Because mothers care. Aunts not so much, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know. Unless she just hadn't had a child herself yet. But it reminded me, remember the wisdom of King Solomon when the two mothers came to him. One of them had lost a child. And so the one that lost the child was claiming that the child that this other mother had was actually her. And so this was a big dispute. Y'all remember this story? Some of you may not know. This is in the Bible. And it's just an example of Solomon's wisdom that God had bestowed upon him. And Solomon said, well, here's the solution to this problem. Cut the child in half and give one half to this mother and one half to this mother. Well, the real mother said, no! No, give her the child. Just don't harm the baby. And Solomon knew right away who the real mother was, right? And gave the child to the rightful mother, the one that cared, the one that was concerned. Why? Because mothers, they know and they care. Just like a mother, God knows and he cares. Where do mothers get this caring, this compassion? This concern, it comes from God. I had you hold your place in Luke chapter 7 if you want to turn over there. Look in verse 12. It says, and when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow on top of this. So she not only had lost her husband, but now she had lost her only son. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion. God is a God of compassion. He's a God who cares. He's a God of compassion. He had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Why did Jesus have compassion on this mother? Because God cares. He's a God who cares. He knew how she felt. He had empathy, in other words. He felt her pain at that moment. And many times, again, mothers, just be honest, it's a show of hands. How many of you have, if you're a mother in here, how many of you have ever watched your child go through some sort of pain before? And it might be something minor, it might be something... Now, put your hand down. How many of you in here would be honest and say, you would have given anything to switch places and take that pain? Yeah. Now, what is that in a mother? That's empathy. This is a show of hands again. How many of you, it hurt you to watch your child hurt? That's empathy. That's what Jesus was feeling in this moment. He saw this, you know what, and I wondered, and this is maybe the Holy Spirit prompting me here today, but I wondered if he was looking ahead, knowing that at some point he was going to give his life and what his mother was going to feel when she had to watch her son be beaten, when she had to watch him give his life for the salvation of mankind. What was she going to feel? I wonder if in that moment he felt her pain when he saw this widow woman. And the Bible says he had compassion. Just like a mother, God knows, and just like a mother, God has compassion. God cares. Mothers get this from Jesus. Let me show you another passage. Just jot this down. Matthew 9:36 says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd." His compassion was compared to the concern of sheep with no shepherd. Let me show you another comparison, though. Matthew 23, verse 37 says, "O Jerusalem," this is Jesus talking, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her." Now remember, this is Jesus speaking, a man. He says this, "How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Now that's a strange thing for a man to say. He didn't say like a rooster gathers his hen or his chicks, but as a hen does. Jesus was fully man and he was fully God, but this was not the man part that was talking at this moment. This was the God part of him that was talking, because a man wouldn't say that. But God said, compared himself even, saying, "I wish I could gather you even as a hen does." This was the God part, because men don't think that way. God created hens and roosters. And by the way, last week in the hallway on Wednesday night, I overheard some of our young people talking about what came first, the chicken or that old thing. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Let me tell you what came first, the rooster and the hen. Because in order to get the, you've got to, okay, never mind. You, okay. But God is a God of compassion. Like a mother, he cares. Think about it. Who did we run to? Who were we most likely to run to when we hurt ourselves when we were kids? When you stumped your toe, when you skinned your knee, when you fell off your bicycle, who were you most likely to cry out for? Mom! Who were you most likely to run to? Why didn't you run to dad? Because you know why. I'll tell you why. Because I am a dad and I know why. You run to dad and dad will say, "Oh, that's nothing. Rub some dirt on it and go back out and play." And usually we say that because, especially my dad. Now, my dad had very little compassion, because my dad, this is, okay, I don't want to make you cringe here today, but I'm just going to tell you, my dad lost his arm in a tragic accident when he was a teenager. And I'll tell you what happened. He fell. He was working in a meat packing place, and he fell literally into a meat grinder. Now, I say that to tell you that he had very little compassion. When I would hurt my ankle, I twisted my ankle. "Oh, Dad, it hurts." He goes, "Oh, really? Try sticking it in a meat grinder." I stumped my toe. I hurt my heel. That reminds me of the time my arm was ripped off. He had very little compassion, okay? Why? That's the way dads sometimes, oh, that's nothing. It's not swelling up that bad. Go out, have fun, get back in the game. You know, but moms, oh, come here, baby. Come here, let me make, I'll kiss it, make it better. That, where does that compassion, that concern come from? That comes from God. And men don't always have that. God cares and is compassionate, and that's where moms get it. Look at this incredible passage in Isaiah 66, verse 13. Just jot it down. It says, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. This is God talking. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. How could God say he will comfort us like a mother? Because mothers came from God. Mothers were created in the image of God. God knows and God cares. I want you again to relate all of these abilities to God, because moms receive these characteristics from him. God knows and he cares. God knows and he cares. God knows and he cares. Can I tell you, if you will just get that simple theology, it can revolutionize your life, because this is dealing with the biggest lies sometimes that people have about God. They think that God doesn't really know what you're going through. And even if he does know what you're going through, he doesn't care. But nothing could be further from the truth. And we see a shining example in our mothers day after day of the real nature of God, of the characteristics of God, of who God is. God knows, and guess what? He not only knows, but he also cares. He cares about every little detail in your life. The Bible talks about the fact that God knows you by name. He knows your name. He knows every hair on your head, and in my case, every hair that has fallen out of my head. God knows. He knows. And the Bible doesn't just say that he knows your name. He knows who you are. He knows what you're thinking. And guess what? He loves you anyway. In fact, the Bible says that you personally are the apple of his eye. Did you know that's what the Word of God says about you? God knows and God cares. Would you just say that out loud? Say, God knows and God cares. He knows individually every person, and he cares. And here's the third thing. Just like a mother, God helps. Just like a mother, God helps. God wants to help, and he has the ability and the willingness to help. Mothers have this nurture in them. Women are born with nurture in them. Both of my daughters, before they were even 3 years old, they loved playing with their dolls, and they would line them up, and they would have times where they'd play house and they'd do teaching, and they were teaching school. Sometimes a child would get in trouble and have to have a spanking, but they were nurturing. They were nurturing to these little dolls. That's the way they were created to be. Almost as if out of the womb they were created to be mothers, to have this nurturing ability. Where does that come from? I believe it comes from God. They want to help, just like God wants to help. I have a younger sister, Amy. She's about 7 years younger than me. When we were kids growing up, she always wanted me to come and play with her Barbies. And I didn't really want to play with Barbie. That was not in my nature. I didn't have that nurturing nature. But I watched my little girls, and they'd have that. They just love on their babies and their little dollies. And Amy, my sister, wanted me to play Barbie with her. And so I would treat Barbie like I treated my Batman action figure. I don't want to play Barbie in the dollhouse. Hey, let's go out in the backyard. Let's string up some thread from the top of this pine tree all the way down to the trampoline. And then Barbie can zip line from the top of the tower all the way down to the trampoline, and then bounce off the trampoline into the campfire that we've thrown black cat fireworks in. And let's see what happens. My daughter would grab, no, Barbie, I'm not going to let those mean old boys hurt you. Where does that... That's what boys are like. We're different. But girls, Mothers, they're nurturing. Moms are nurturing, and girls come about naturally because God made them that way. In His image, He is nurturing. He wants to help. 1 Thessalonians, let me give you a scripture on this. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 7 says, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherished her own children." Again, this is a man talking here. This is the Apostle Paul talking. He says, but he's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "We were gentle among you, just as nursing mothers cherishes her children." Where does this man get this? He gets it from God. One more today, Matthew chapter 12 and verse 20. It says, "A bruised reed," this is Jesus talking, "a bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench." Have you ever been bruised in this life before? Have you ever, come on, be honest. Has this life just kind of made you feel bruised, all right? Every one of us have been bruised and wounded by this world. But Jesus says He won't make it worse. He'll make it better. He said, "My yoke is easy and My burden is light." He can be very meek and He can be very gentle like a mother when He needs to be, because He helps in our time of need. And by the way, how do you keep a bruised reed from breaking? You have to treat it gently. You have to treat it. You have to nurture it back to health. You have to be gentle. I do want you to notice that He doesn't take the bruised reed out of the world that's caused it to be bruised. And sometimes I think that what we want God to do is to take away all the bad stuff, or take us out of this bad stuff. He doesn't do that. But what He does say is, "I'm going to nurture you. I know what you're going through. I care about what you're going through. And guess what? Even when you're wounded, I'm not going to make it worse. I'm going to make you better if you'll let me. I'm going to help." This is the basic, whenever you look at a mother, what you see is the basic gospel of Jesus Christ. God knows, God cares, and if we'll let Him, God will help us, no matter what it is that we're going through. Just like a mother, God knows, God cares, and God will help us. He wants to help. I want to ask everybody to stand up today. God bless you. Just close your eyes for just a minute. I just want you to ask the Holy Spirit, just say, "What are you trying to say to me through this message today? Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me today in this message?" I know this is just a simple message, but I don't want you to miss how deep it is theologically. Nobody looking around for just a minute here. Because even though it is Mother's Day and we celebrate and we honor our mothers, they are the way they are, and they are who they are because of who God is and how He has made them. And He has shown us through mothers His true nature and character, that He knows and even knows what we're thinking and still loves us. He cares. He wants to help. I ask you today, nobody looking around this morning, this is just between you, me, and God today. How many of you say, I really need His help. I need His help right now. You're going through something. Maybe you feel like that bruised reed in this world that is causing you some pain. You may not be a mother. You may be a father in here. You may be a son. You may be a daughter. This is not just for mothers here this morning. It's for everyone. Because the gospel is for everyone. But you say, I need His help. I feel like a bruised reed. This world has beat me up. Would you just raise your hand and just be honest and say, I need His help. I need Him. Come on. Thank you. Hands are going up all over here. I'm going to ask you to do something bold this morning. I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. And I want to ask you to meet me here at this altar. And there's many, many hands that went up this morning, so you're not going to be alone here today. But I want to pray for you. You say, I need God's help this morning. I need that the mother's heart of the Father to just nurture me, to help me. Would you step up here and let me pray with you this morning? Come on out. You raise your hand today. Many people will be raising their hands. Let's encourage them, church, as they come this morning. Come on. It's funny, I expected more ladies, but I'm seeing a lot of men coming up here. You know why that is? I'm going to tell you why it is, men. And I'm just like this. I went down to see my mother, not just because my mother needed me, but I went down to see her because I needed her. Does that make sense? Sometimes, I don't care how, I'm nearly 50, and there's still times in my life where I say, I need a little mom right now. I need a little of my mother. And many of us, maybe we're at a place in our life where we've lost our mom. My mother, my grandmother, was really very much a mother figure to me as well. And when she passed away, it was like part of me died. You know? But even in that moment, God said, "Hey, I want to fill that void." And I wonder how could God do that? Because He created her. He created her for that nurture. I want everybody just to stretch your hands out to these that have come down here today. I don't know what everybody's going through. Lord, I pray that you will do a supernatural work in these lives, in Jesus' name. Bring the help, the encouragement, the strength. Lord, nurture them the way you would. Nurture them the way you would if you were a mother, because God, you are the one who created them. Father, I pray that you will do that supernatural work in their life. Bring that help. Bring that direction sometimes. Sometimes we just need a listening ear. And God, you care and you want to listen. You want to talk about it. God, I pray, Father, that you will just bring the help that they need in Jesus' name. I thank you so much for them today. As I just lovingly place my hand upon them, God, I pray, Father, that they will feel your touch here today. Lord, that you will supernaturally move in their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you so much. Lord, you said you have not left us here orphans, but you have sent your Spirit to be with us always, to guide us, to direct us. I pray that your Spirit will begin to guide, comfort. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to do. He comes to comfort, but He also comes to counsel. And sometimes we need that comfort from our mothers. Sometimes we need that counsel from our mothers. God, you know what each person here needs, and I pray that you will bring what they need today into their lives. Help them in Jesus' name.